The BBC Radio Theatre Group present Very Shirley Valentine by Claire Redaway.
Hi, Lizzie. It's me. Look, really sorry about this, but I've got another meeting. They didn't tell me. Shoved it in the diary. The thing is, I'm not going to be able to get to Heathrow to meet... Taxi! To meet the plane. Get the train and we'll be home about the same time. I've bought something special. See you later. 15 Gresham Street, please.
Mr. Jameson?
Caroline, nip out and get me a bottle of champagne, can you? A good one. And stick it in the fridge. I said I'd pick Lizzie up from Heathrow and I forgot all about it when I rescheduled this dancey's meet.
Of course, Mr. Jameson.
Thanks. Lizzie, where are you? I thought you'd have been here ages ago.
Don't you listen to the news?
What?
Turn on the radio.
It's the Archers.
Oh, for God's sake! There's been a volcano. All the planes are grounded.
What?
We're stuck in Athens.
There's been a volcano in Athens? Are you all right?
No, in Iceland. We're fine. If stuck in an airport with 15, 14-year-olds can be called fine.
What has a volcano in Iceland got to do with a plane in Greece?
There's loads of ash or something. It'll get in the engines and boom.
Well, we can't have boom. Still, it's a shame. I'd planned a whole evening of sumptuous childlessness.
Like what?
Listen, I'll just undo and then...
Oi! Is that champagne? You could have waited.
Well, you and Mr. Whatever-His-Name-Is history teacher will be pleasuring yourselves with Retsina, I've no doubt.
Yeah, once we've managed to round them all up, including Jason Bloody Hardwick, who I kid you not gets lost every time I turn my back. And we find some transport and a hotel.
Okay, I'll buy another bottle. Two, for when you get back tomorrow.
That's the thing. I'm not sure when we'll be back.
What?
The airline's not saying.
I told you not to book EasyJet.
It's all the airlines. Listen, David, the thing is the kids get back tomorrow and I might not be there to collect them.
Where have they been?
Jeez!
Just kidding. Rebecca Jameson, guide trip to Southend, scheduled to arrive at Guide HQ 1600 hours Friday. Billy Jameson, drumming workshop, scheduled to arrive outside the town hall at 1700 hours Friday. I reckon Beck's got the short straw.
No, I'm frightened.
Note pinned on the fridge.
Thought you'd become a new man in the last week. Thing is, David, they need to be collected. So? Can you?
Tomorrow? 4 o'clock? No way.
Well, my mother's playing golf in Florida.
Again? Well, what about my mother?
Your mother is not going anywhere near my children. Not after last time.
You're very unfair. She's not on the gin anymore.
Can't you move your meeting for once?
What about one of the other parents? Rosie's mum, or what about that Jonathan boy?
Well, maybe. You could try Scarlett. They've got to collect Rosie and George anyway. The number's in the book.
Aren't you going to call them?
David, I'm in Athens. I've got 15 anxious parents wanting to know whether little darlings are safe and sound and getting their 5 a day and putting their sun cream on and not shagging each other or being abducted into the white slave trade. Give me a break. You're an international lawyer. You can ring Rosie's mum.
All right. What's her name again? Scarlett, I'm so sorry. Really, I can't tell you how grateful I am.
It's fine. The children are upstairs watching a DVD. They're very tired after the trip, as you can imagine.
No, of course. I realise.
It was getting late, so... Well, they've all had supper. I wasn't sure how long you'd be. I hadn't heard.
I'm so sorry. I got caught up. Couldn't ring. You know how it is.
Yes, well, I'll just... Becca! Billy! Time to go now! Their backpacks are in here. How's Lizzie?
Oh, you know, it's all sunshine and taro masalata for her.
It must be very stressful for her, having responsibility for all those children.
Yes, of course it is. Very stressful. Well, I'll get these.
Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Where's my stuff?
Thanks, Mrs. Sullivan.
No problem, Becca. My pleasure.
Bye, George. See ya.
See ya Tuesday, Rosie. Love ya.
Where are you parked, Dad?
Thank you again, Scarlett. I can't thank you enough.
Let me know how Lizzie's getting on.
I will. Why can't that useless head of yours be the point of contact? Give her something to do.
Because she's in Oslo. She went there with three other members of staff on a fact-finding mission. They're stuck too.
What facts were they after in Oslo? Oh, right, I'll do it. So, what do I say?
That we're all fine, and Mr. Papandreou has agreed to let us stay on at the same rate, and we're pretty sure we can get that back from insurance. All the children are well and behaving, and we are going to make an unscheduled visit to Athens Museum.
Lucky them.
Which they are all really looking forward to. All of them, that is, except for Jason Bloody Hardwick. He was last seen at breakfast, heading for the exit.
And if Mrs. Hardwick should ring?
Tell her Jason needs an electronic tag. Ask permission for me to use a taser on him. How are the kids?
Missing you. Surviving on a delicate diet of pizza, Chinese and curry. I've allocated them tasks. Billy's done an online order for Mikado, and you'll be surprised by the range of crisps and biscuits that are now in the store cupboard. They've both unpacked, Bex put her clothes in the machine, and they've all come out pink. She's angling for a complete new wardrobe, paid for on travel insurance. She's blaming the ash. Billy's mowing the lawn.
He's what?
You have to give them responsibilities, or they'll grow up thinking a house runs itself.
Isn't that what you think?
Well, it's not that hard, actually. Don't know what you make all the fuss about. Joke.
David, you do know they don't go back to school till Tuesday.
Oh, don't worry. You're bound to be back by then. What do you mean you still can't get back? For God's sake, it's Sunday. Are you even trying?
Simon spent the whole morning at the travel desk. We're in constant touch with the embassy. Not that they're doing anything except telling us to go away. We're on the phone to EasyJet every hour. What else can we do?
They're saying you should make your way to the northern ports.
From Greece? With 15 youngsters? Are you mad?
Well, couldn't you at least get to Rome?
And what good would that do?
You could get a train.
We've been told to stay put. What's this all about, David?
I've had the kids for 2 solid days. I need to go to work tomorrow.
2 days? No.
What do you suggest?
Take the day off.
That's not going to happen.
Well, try Scarlett.
I don't know that she'd be keen.
What happened?
I was a bit late. What about that au pair who used to help out?
Ava? She went back to the Czech Republic 2 years ago. Oh, David. We've got a bit of an issue here.
Who can I call about the kids?
I've got to go. It's Jason. Simon, can you get Jason? Simon? Jason!
Great.
Oh, hello, David. Long time no see. Those are fine flowers.
I thought you might like them.
For me? Why? Yellow's my favourite colour.
I guessed it might be. We can see your garden from our kitchen. You've got some lovely yellow flowers.
Thank you. They bring me so much joy. Come in. Come in. A glass of wine?
No, no. The thing is, Dina, I wondered if I could ask you a favour.
We've got to go to Dipsadina's house for the day.
Keep your voice down and don't call her that. It's disrespectful.
It's the last day of the holidays, Dad.
Why can't we just hang out here?
I have to go to work.
So?
So you are too young to be on your own at home all day.
Who says?
Mum says, and I say so too.
But all day, there. What will we do?
Drawing?
Lame.
You can take your PS3.
What about me?
Look, this is not an ideal situation for any of us. We have to make the best of it.
Oh, it's all right for Mum. She'll be getting a lush tan of Mr. I Look Like a Greek God already.
What? So, how's Simon handling the whole situation? Being a support, is he?
Yeah, he's fine. So So you've heard from three of the girls' mums. What about the boys? Any contact?
No. What's Simon's family making of it?
Huh? You never listen. He split up with his long-term partner a few weeks ago. He's been nursing a broken heart the whole trip.
Feeling better now, though, is he?
Yeah, it's odd, actually. He's really risen to the challenge. He's watching Jason Bloody Hardwick at the minute. We're taking it in turns.
How old is he?
He's 14. No, just turned 15, I think. Though I reckon he's got the mental age of a 3-year-old. Or maybe a wily 35-year-old with a gullible, wide-eyed stare.
Not Jason, Simon.
Oh, I don't know. 40? 43?
So, he's running to seed a bit, is he? Bit of a paunch. Jowly?
No, he keeps himself pretty fit, actually.
Oh.
He went swimming yesterday. He's got a lovely overarm crawl. How are the kids?
They're spending the day at Dina's.
What, Dina next door? Dipso Dina?
I think it's unfair to call her that. She was completely sober when I left them.
At 8 in the morning. Go get them, David.
I can't tell you how grateful I am, Dina. It's so kind of you.
They've been absolute angels.
Billy, Bex!
Hi, Dad! Doran!
Thanks so much, Mrs. Dina. Thank you. See you in a minute, Dad!
Oh, they're such scamps at that age, aren't they? Drinky?
Well,
don't make me open a bottle just for little old me. Billy tells me that he's quite the babysitter these days.
Well, perhaps a glass, and then I really should...
In you come. I've got quite a fruity little Gewürztraminer. Just the thing for an aperitif. I've become rather a connoisseur since Louis... Well, since our paths diverged. Here you are. Now, tell me all about it. I hear poor dear Lizzie is stuck in this frightful ash cloud.
Yes, in Athens.
With a Lothario, I hear. Very Shirley Valentine.
What?
Rebecca was telling me all about him. Apparently he is gorgeous. One girl tried to kill herself last term, Rebecca said, because she was so in love with him.
He's a 45-year-old history teacher.
Oh, I'm sure your Lizzie is not being a naughty girl. Not like you.
What? Dina, please, there's no need...
This fabric's so smooth, so finely woven. It must be very, very expensive.
Dina!
Kiss me, David. I've longed for you for years. You know that. You must know I stare into your window at night, craving to see your silhouette.
Stop it. Stop it right now. I'm leaving. Thank you for looking after my children.
Your face.
I'll let myself out. She's completely bonkers. She was running her fingers up my thigh. She says she's watching my silhouette at night.
I expect she's joking.
I'm never going to be able to get undressed again. We're going to have to move. I walk past her house every day.
She was winding you up.
She gave me Gewürztraminer.
Oh, very posh.
What's that noise?
Disco.
What?
Disco. The kids were getting restless, so we thought we'd take them to the disco. Turns out Jason Bloody Hardwick is a bloody good dancer.
How about Simon?
Yeah, he's a good dancer too. We've been tripping the light fandango.
Have you been drinking?
Not Gewürztraminer, that's for sure.
What on earth happened to responsible sobriety?
Coming! I've got to go, they're playing our song.
What song?
Oh, I meant to say, have you got everything ready for school tomorrow? Gotta go, love ya!
What do you usually have?
On a Tuesday, ham sandwiches. Or salami sometimes.
Well, there isn't any bread. Or any ham. Or salami.
What am I going to have in my lunchbox?
Cold pizza? There's some cheese. Oh, no, it's mouldy.
I've got to have something. Mum makes me have fruit. But there isn't any, is there?
We'll stop at the corner shop on the way to school. You can buy sandwiches. And a drink.
I'll be late.
Dad, where's my games kit?
How should I know?
I've got to have it. It's trials today for the team.
Where did you leave it?
I don't know.
Why didn't you look for it over the weekend? Why didn't you tell me about this last night? Where's your mother? Then he said that he had to get to school early today and could I drive him, and Beck started crying because she'd forgotten she had to do some poster or other about not smoking and she hadn't even started it and... Do you find this funny?
That tickles!
What's happening? What tickles?
Oh, it's just Simon. He's rubbing on my sun cream. We're all feeling a bit worse for wear, so we thought we'd go to the beach.
So I suppose it's all industrial and polluted then?
No, it's fantastic. Aqua sea, clear blue sky, sunshine. Well, we might as well make the most of it. Go on about the kids.
Oh, nothing. They got to school in the end. I cobbled together some kind of lunch and we found the kit, although it's not been washed or ironed or anything. It stank, actually. But he's got it and that's the main thing.
Great!
Did you hear what I said? Lizzie?
Yeah. Oh, Simon, look out. It's Jason again. He's... Oh!
Lizzie?
Gotta go. Speak later.
Lizzie, I just wondered...
Mr. Jameson. Mr. Jameson.
Hmm?
Is there something wrong, Mr. Jameson?
What? Why?
Mr. Jameson, you're 12 o'clock. He's been waiting for half an hour.
Sod it. Tell him it's cancelled. Tell them all they're cancelled. And for God's sake, call me David.
Until when? Why? What? Mr. Jameson, where are you going?
David. Is it really? Well, it's not often we see you here.
Scarlett, I know I was late. I know I was rude, and I'm sorry. Now, do you know where I pick up Bex from?
She'll be coming out any minute. Is Lizzie still in Greece?
Yep.
That must be such a problem for you. Logistically, I mean.
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
There she is. Bex, come on, lovely.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing here?
Wait and see.
Collected him first.
Because I'm more important than you, duh.
And what's this van anyway? What are we doing, Dad?
Your mother's been away far too long. We're going to get her.
But she's in Greece and this is a minivan.
We're going to Greece to get her, duh.
Fasten your seatbelt. We've got a long way to go.
Lush!
Random.
Excellent.
Sat-nav.
No sat-nav. Here's a map of Europe. France, through Switzerland, then down the Italian coast of Brindisi. Over to you.
You're kidding me. You have got your iPhone, right?
How could you have forgotten my jeggings? And I hate this skirt.
There's snow on those mountains.
Alps, that's Mont Blanc.
You want Milano? Left, left lane, go, go, go!
Which country are we in now? Oh, there's the sea! Is that the Mediterranean?
It's the Aegean, duh!
I feel like we like live on this van, like we'll be in it forever. It's lush.
We're on the ferry now. We'll be in Athens in about 6 hours, just in time for lunch.
What? Which ferry?
Brindisi to Igoumenitsa. What's the name of your hotel?
It's the Aphrodite. Where are the kids?
They're here. They're fine. Enjoying themselves, actually.
Why aren't you in London?
See you later. Right, well, here we are. Can you see your mother?
Well, she's not going to be hanging in the lobby, is she?
No, I suppose.
There she is! Mum! Mum!
Bex? Oh, give me a hug. Sweetie, how lovely. What? And Billy? Oh, it's so good to see you.
Mum, we slept in the van.
It was cool.
We went through 5 countries, counting England.
Hello, love.
You're mad, you know. Completely mad. You drove here. Why?
Sorry to interrupt, Lizzie, but I think we need to work out a plan for this afternoon. They're beginning to kick off.
Oh, Simon, this is... well, this is my family. They've come to fetch us.
Hello, Mr. Jameson. That's very gallant.
Do you think Adonis would drive us to the beach again?
I could ask him.
Adonis?
Diamond's new boyfriend. Seems his cheerfulness wasn't just because of the ash.
Ah.
What? Did you think... Simon!
Well...
Simon and me? Oh, David, come here.
Ah! Oh.
Get a room.
Billy!
You know, he's not a bad map reader.
For an Egypt. Are we going to go snorkeling before we go back?
Definitely. Ready?
Right. Quieten down, you lot, and sit still. I'm going to count again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. Bex, Billy, no. Definitely one missing.
Don't tell me. He's doing my head in. Jason! Jason Hardwick! Come here right now, or we're going home without you!
I'd do anything just to hold you in my arms.
In Very Shirley Valentine by Claire Redaway, David was played by James East and Lizzie by Phoebe Crockett. Andy Metcalf played Billy, and Alice McConnell was Bex and Caroline. Dina was played by Viviana Fain-Binder and Scarlett by Jessica Scheel. Very Shirley Valentine was directed by Charlotte Simon and the studio manager was Alan Morgan.